Okay, Mishnah Beis, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. Hazorik Evin L'Rishus HaRabim V'Horag. A person throws a rock into public property, the public domain, V'Horag, and it kills somebody. For that matter, to modernize the case, a person randomly shoots a gun in public. V'Horag, and it strikes somebody and it kills him. Hareze Golev, that situation will be a case of Golus. Right now, obviously it must be a situation where he wasn't aiming for anybody, he didn't mean to kill anybody. It's a case of Shogeg, where he was shooting at a garbage can and somebody happened to be there that he didn't realize, he didn't see him. It was not a situation where he was just shooting into a crowd of people. That would be, of course, a case more like a Mazid. See here, he just randomly threw a rock somewhere just like this, without realizing somebody is there. That case is Golus. Rabbi Eliezer and Yaakov Omer, if when he threw the rock or shot the gun, hotzi halaz as rosho v'kibla, the person then after it was thrown, the rock, the person stuck out his head and he got it on the face and that killed him. Whereas at the moment that he pulled the trigger, the person was not there. And afterwards, and it's got to be, I guess, a long distance to be able to have that occur, but in case of a rock is more understandable. He threw the rock, he threw the 90 per hour pitch, and then the person stuck in his head. Afterwards, Hareze Potter, the person who threw the rock would be Potter, because at the time that it was released from his hand, the person was not there. Case number two. A person who threw a rock in his own chatzer, his own private property, and somebody was there. He didn't realize somebody was in his property. And now the rock or the bullet killed somebody. If the person who was hurt, the victim, was allowed to go into the property of the mazik, of the rotzeach, the murderer, then gola, then he goes to golos, because he had a right to be there. Vimlav, however, if the victim did not have the right to be in the property of the one who threw the rock, ain't a gola, he does not have to go to Golos. He is potur from going to Golos. Shenem, like the pasuk says, Vasheyovo es re'ehu bayahar, yahar, where he will come to his friend, they'll be by his friend in the forest. Mahayar reshus la'nizak v'lamaz v'konesh l'sham. Just like a yar, a forest, is public property, public domain. And the nizik, the victim, and the mazik, the person who did the damage, the murderer, has permission to go to the yar, to the forest. That's where the case of shogeg occurs. Yotza chatzar baal habayis. But that excludes the courtyard, the property of a private person. That the nizik and the mazik do not have the right to enter there. So the mazik can be there, it's his property. Nizik happened to walk in there. The mazik does not have to go to Golus if the nizik is killed b'shogeg in the property of the mazik. Abishol Omer, maha tovas eitzim reshus, he derives from that possibly another halacha, that just like chopping wood is a voluntary action, not a mitzvah for him to chop wood. Yotza, that therefore excludes from Golus a case of ha'av ha'makez b'no, a father who is disciplining his child to teach him the proper way. The kid runs into the street or something, does something really wrong, and the father slaps him and really hard. He didn't realize he slapped him in the child Olenu was killed by the slap. Or v'harav haroda es tamnido, or back in the good old days, When a Rebbe was allowed to go ahead and slap his student to get him to learn properly, and by accident the Rebbe may have struck the student too hard, and lo aleinu chas v'chalila killed him. So then that also is a situation where the Rav had permission to go ahead and strike the student to teach him, to be mechanech him properly. And that case, Vishliach Bezdin, and as well as a person who was a messenger of Bezdin, who was ordered by the Bezdin to give the person, Malchus, gives lashes for doing some Avera, and the person, Lalena, was killed because of the Malchus, in these three cases, because the murderer was doing a mitzvah, the father trying to mechanic his child, a Rebbe, trying to direct his Talmud properly, or a Shliach Beis Din giving the person Malchus, in these cases, because it was not a voluntary action like chopping wood, it was a mitzvah, therefore there is no golus in that case as well.